I'm Brad Kreslow. Chris Pfeiffer is here with me during the day. And we're talking right now with Tazewell Thompson, who is intimately associated with Blue, not only as the librettist for the opera, but also the director of this production. Welcome, Tazewell.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Imagine a day in Toledo being called Blue Day, and at this beautiful library. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Well, it's great that that you're making the time to talk to us, because I know that you're in rehearsals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you to take off your librettist hat and put on your director hat for a minute.
I'll try.
I know it's early in the morning, but we all do our best. And talk a little bit about this production and what it means to you personally.
Well, I've never been to Toledo before. I've been to Ohio. I did a production of Vanqui more than 23 years ago at Opera Columbus. It was the world premiere of that opera. And when I was invited to come to Toledo, I said, I'd love to come because I've heard so many wonderful things about this small but astonishingly great, great opera company. And I applaud the city of Toledo for having an opera company, because there's so many cities across the country that would love to have an opera company. And some companies have folded because of the pandemic, but here we are. So when I was asked to direct here, Blue, we knew it was going to be a new production. The original production of Blue at Glimmer Glass is exceedingly expensive to rent.
Yeah.
And budgetarily, smartly budgetarily, the Toledo Opera Company decided, let's do a brand new production. So what's different about this is I've hired a wonderful artist who's a projectionist. So we'll have projections to take us from scene to scene. We'll have a reduced but wonderful set design that I have worked with the props and furniture man here at Toledo. His first name is Scott. I can't remember his last name. And so we just have the pieces and the furniture and props that are necessary for each scene. And it's invigorated my sense of how I look at the opera as a director. It's made me reimagine certain moments, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. What's pulling it all together is we have an astonishing, astonishing cast of singers, two of whom have been in the opera before, the man who plays the father, Kenneth Kellogg, and the man who plays the Reverend, Gordon Hawkins, who I think has performed at Toledo Opera before.
Yeah, yeah.
He is magnificent. So both of them were the original stars of at Glimmer Glass of Blue. And so everybody else is new to the project, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And because it's a new set, new props, new costumes, the whole new way of looking at it, and all of these new singers, it's put me in a wonderful position of really appreciating it again in a very different way. And that the story, I'm very happy to say, holds together wonderfully. In fact, I think the audience will be able to really hone in more on the characters and the stories and scene to scene and the journey that we take them on, because we don't have a lot of settings, in quotes.
Right.
We have just what's absolutely necessary for the scene.
Yeah, and you won't get any argument from the librettist, I assume.
No, the librettist approves.
Yes. Must be nice, huh?
Now, I know the other day we had a few of the opera artists who are in Blue. They came to the station and did a performance, and we recorded it the other day.
Yes.
It was amazing. I'm watching them as I'm producing this, and I could just feel they were doing the actions.
Yes.
And just, yes. It was amazing. And their voices just
phenomenal.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
The audiences are going to be knocked out. They're going to really, bring down the rafters of the Ballantine Theater, because the voices are powerful, but it's filled with deep emotion. Andy, who plays the mother, is the mother of two boys. Mm-hmm. And parts of the opera, the opera is about, a a mother and father-to-be who give birth to a boy. Mm-hmm. The boy turns 16. The boy has conflict with his father. He's an activist. He's a struggling poet in school. He loves art. And he's taken away from their lives. He's killed by, unfortunately, a police officer. And so Act Two is about how the family, the community, the church, their friends come together to support the mother and father through this terrible tragedy. So when Andy sings in the opera, there's a moment in Act Two that she sang in on, what's today, Tuesday, where she sang this aria for the first time about losing her son and begging God to bring back her baby to her, no matter what shape he's in. She just needs to have him back in her life. Well, she started, you know, upright on her feet, moving around, and then she threw herself on the floor. She sang some of it on her back. She crawled across the stage. But all the while, just finding a new way to approach this aria. I mean, I'd heard the aria several times from other productions, and I've been with it. I mean, I created the aria in terms of what she's going to say and sing, but I've never heard this interpretation. Yeah. So it just devastated all of us in the room. Some of us were crying. It was just brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear both Kenneth and Andy sing later this afternoon.
That's what I hear. I'm going to have to come back.
Well, I was going to say, it must be fun for you as the librettist to see so many performances of these works that you basically gave birth to, you know, in the form of the written word.
It's true. And when I hear it, when I hear certain scenes or arias or anything from there, I remember where I was in my little apartment in Harlem and what was going on. It takes me right back to finding that word, finding that phrase, finding that moment in the opera, and especially with this company. They are reintroducing me into it because they're all new for the most part. Only 3 out of 10 have done it before. 2, actually. And so it's been great. It's been great being here in Toledo Opera for this.
Well, the opera itself is a couple of years old, and I think it's interesting to note that the creation of the opera preceded, you know, the George Floyd protests.
Yes, and Breonna Taylor and several others that I can say, several others.
Right.
Is in itself a sense. It's there's no shelf life. There's no expiration date, unfortunately, for the main theme of this opera. So, I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I'm, you know, when you speak, we listen.
That's right.
It's wonderful. Well, we're going to have to keep our interviews moving, but we do appreciate your time. And there's so many things that I want to talk about. And we actually talked about a lot of the things with you when you came in and recorded what we're going to hear tomorrow, actually. So we're getting a whole bunch of blue this week.
It's really something. Yeah. I'm so impressed and honored. What time is the broadcast tomorrow?
That's tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be in rehearsal. Oh, someone, I'm sure someone from the office will take it.
You can find it online.
Great. Wonderful.
And while we're having our private conversation, I'll just say that anybody can find it online. If you happen to be listening, you want to go to WGTE.org. You can find it there under Classical Conversations.
Mm.
You can also just tune in to the radio tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on FM 91. Tazewell Thompson, librettist of Blue, also the director of the Toledo Opera production. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're more than welcome. It's been my pleasure.